AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Biden administration has granted hundreds of thousands of Venezuelan migrants new protections. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Venezuelans who arrived in the country as of July 31st, 2023, now have temporary protected status, making it much easier and faster for them to get authorization to work in the United States. That has been a key demand of Democratic mayors and governors who are struggling to care for an increased number of migrants in their care.
The Senate has confirmed General C.Q. Brown as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, maneuvering around a hold placed on nominations by Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville over the Pentagon's abortion policy. Detroit automakers have announced more layoffs, calling it fallout from the United Auto Workers strike. The UAW has threatened to expand that strike on Friday. Meantime, Jeep maker Stellantis has made a new contract offer. The Fed has left its key interest rate unchanged.
We're in a position to proceed carefully at this point.
Chair Jerome Powell.
Now we're fairly close, we think, to where we need to get.
And Volodymyr Zelensky will visit Washington on Thursday. Saka Magani has a preview.
Zelensky will visit the Oval Office in the afternoon.
What the president's looking forward to in this meeting is getting a battlefield perspective directly from Ukraine's commander-in-chief, but also making it clear to President Zelensky that we're going to continue to be with them.
But that also depends on Congress, where House Republican leaders are ignoring the president's calls to send Ukraine $24 billion more in aid. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby's advice to the GOP, when Zelensky visits the Capitol today, talk with him about Vladimir Putin's challenge.
If you think that the cost of supporting Ukraine is high now, just ponder how exorbitantly higher it would be in blood and treasure if we just walk away and let them take Ukraine, all of it.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. Five puppies learning to be assistance dogs have earned their wings during a training exercise at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. Ed Donahue has this story.
The pups walked through a TSA checkpoint, rode an elevated tram, and boarded an airplane. The training was led by Liz Hood's group, Paws with a Cause.
If they have this exposure now while they're young, then it means it's not going to be a big deal for them when they're with their clients when they're older.
On the plane, they were nestled at the feet of their trainers who were seated and provided the pups with treats to stay still. Planes are just one part of the training.
Taking them to out and about with them to the grocery store, to the library, to doctor's appointments, out to restaurants. All kinds of things like that, just so that nothing later on in life is a surprise to them.
They will become assistance dogs for people with disabilities. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thanks, Ed, and thank you for listening. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.